The Green Room virtual series at the Green Music Center continues with great interviews and engaging performances. A week from today, you can enjoy conversation and music inspired by the folk traditions of Veracruz with the band Quetzal. And joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is musical director for the group, Quetzal Flores. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. It's wonderful to be here.
Can you tell us about these musical traditions that have inspired your group?
Sure. So the son jarocho in particular, which is the music of southern Veracruz, has been a long, we at Chicanos have had a long-standing relationship with that music. You can at least trace it back to Richie Valens recording La Bamba, which is a son from this tradition.
Okay.
In a rock and roll format, which everybody, you know, knows about because of the movie, because it was in fact a hit. And so for us, this music has been a part of the articulated reality of our community. It's part of the fabric of our community. And so as a young musician, I started to learn this tradition and really immerse myself in not just the genre of music, which I call son jarocho, right? But also the communal practice of it, which is called the fandango, which is almost more important than learning the actual technical aspects of the tradition. This is a practice that really reminds us how to leverage our traditional cultures as community building practices.
And I find this so interesting that this other layer of experiencing music. Tell us a little bit. In 2008, you did work in Seattle with the Experience Music Project. What was this project about?
So I was hired by a collaborative between the Experience Music Project, a radio station in Seattle, and the University of Washington, to be a sort of liaison in between the three entities and support programming. And so as a part of that, I developed a community project called the Seattle Fandango Project, resourcing this particular tradition and actually bringing masters from Veracruz to Seattle to support the onboarding of this practice, of this tradition, of this understanding of how we come together as a community and through music, dance, and song, and poetry, and are able to build these deep connections. And so through that project, we were able to really build something important that continues today. Last year was the 10th year of the project.
Congratulations. That's really great. And then you've also got a new album that just came out. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we've had this long-standing relationship with Smithsonian Folkways, and this is our third album on Folkways. It is called Fuentes Sonoros, which translates to Sonic Bridges, and it is, as a band, we took a trip to Veracruz and met up with people that we had already been in relationship with, and then also met new people and spent time there, some deep hanging out. And field recorded everything, came back and used those field recordings as inspiration to create original compositions that were in different ways and in different moments rooted in the tradition, but certainly not traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And just a side note, like Quetzal the band is a rock band. Like we make noise. But we also borrow a lot. We come from, like, so Los Lobos is a great example of where we come from.
Mm-hmm.
They are musical parents, let's say, and they have mastered this way of mixing in traditional instruments and stylings and rhythms and into a rock format. And so we've taken on from the point that they've introduced us to and have been able to do other things with it. And so doing this was a big deal for us to put the drums away, to unplug the guitars and to just play in this traditional format, but to create new compositions was a huge undertaking, and I feel like we did a really good job.
Well, that's very exciting. Will we hear any of these in your performance, the virtual performance, next Thursday, March 11th with the Green Music Center?
I hope so.
This is an interesting time. We have to get sort of creative with the ways that we interact with performers. And so this is going to be, for just $10, a chance to hear a conversation with the executive director at the Green Music Center and meet the band, learn more about their music, and hear some great performances, too. It was really fun to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a good day.
That is Quetzal Flores from the East Los Angeles-based rock group Quetzal. The Green Music Center, you can find your tickets online at gmc.sonoma.edu.